Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm this morning is 146. Rufus will respond by half verse. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord.
Put not your trust in rulers, nor any child of earth.
For there is no help in them.
When they breathe their last, they return to earth.
And in that day, their thoughts perish.
Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help.
Hope in the Lord, their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them.
Who keeps his promise forever.
Who gives justice to those who are oppressed. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger.
He sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever.
God goes on throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
A reading from the letter of James. My brothers and sisters, Do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our Lord, glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Saint Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, he has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. The readings for today seem to build an impregnable wall around themselves as far to me. It's not that there's nothing there. They're wonderful passages from Holy Scripture, so I can't claim lack of material as I have sometimes done in the past. Nope, this time it's just lack of vision on my part to say something new. Or even to say something old in a new way. After settling down a bit, I don't even feel guilty about it. It's bound to happen sometimes. I know that from experience over these 49 years since I set off to seminary. So as I do from time to time, I've invited a guest preacher, but he doesn't know anything about it. But still, he's not new to you or in any other way because he's even older than I am by about 20 years. I've quoted him frequently and gratefully. And today it's just a full-on reading of a piece by him, the Reverend Dr. Frederick Buechner, Presbyterian minister, author, scholar, and more. It's called The Jesus Who Was and Who Is. You'll see why I selected it about halfway through. This is an excerpt from his book, Longing for Home, Buechner's book. Well, that's it for me, unless I add my two cents worth at the end. And actually, I remember, I'm pretty sure I do. This is all Buechner again. Thank you, Frederick. The Jesus who was is that fathomless, elusive, unpredictable, haunting, and finally unknowable figure who moves through the homely landscape of the synoptics and the twilight dreamscape of John like a figure in an old newsreel. The film is scratched and faded. Some patches are almost blindingly light struck, and others all but totally dark. The soundtrack crackles and now and then cuts out. The editing is erratic. Yet, for just that reason, we treasure all the more each flickering glimpse of him that we are given as he stops at a well for water or lies asleep in the stern of a boat with a pillow under his head or tells his strange offbeat stories to the people who have gathered to gawk at him. We all have the gospel moments that mean the most to us. And if we happen to be preachers, those are, of course, the ones we tend to preach about. As for me, I have always particularly treasured that moment when Pilate asks him, "What is the truth?" And he stands there in silence, presumably because nothing he might answer could be as eloquent as just the silence, just his standing there. I treasure the moment on the cross when the good thief turns to him and, speaking for all of us, says, "Jesus, remember me." And we know as surely as we know anything that Jesus remembers him and will always remember him. And the moment after the resurrection, when just at dawn on the beach, he is waiting by a charcoal fire and calls out to his fishermen friends, "Come and have breakfast." And in that first fresh light, they come and have it. And have it from his hand. Have it from him. The danger is that we hold on only to the moments that one way or another heal us and bless us and neglect the others. I think of his cursing the fig tree for not bearing fruit out of season and telling the Canaanite woman who comes to him for help that it was not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. I think of his saying, "I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me, naked and you did not clothe me," and of his terrible question, "Are you able to drink of the cup that I am to drink?" And of his terrible warning, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets." Woe to the preachers and to all of us who stay only in the bright uplands of the Gospels and avoid like death, avoid like life, the dark ravines, the cave under the hill. It is the Jesus who was, who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And it is the Jesus who says it now, he unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, and says it almost unbearably to every last one of us, the young as well as the old, the lucky as well as the unlucky, the victimized as well as the victim, because there is not one of us who is not in some way heavy laden and in need of what it is that he brings. Perhaps it is by what he brings that we know best the Jesus who is. To the blinded, he brings vision. To the deafened, the sound of a voice unlike all other voices. To the deadened, the breath of life. Rest. The Jesus who is the one whom we search for, even when we do not know that we are searching, and hide from, even when we do not know that we are hiding. Come, Lord Jesus, is the way the Bible ends. And as the one who comes, we know him most truly. No one I'm aware of has described it more movingly than Albert Schweitzer. He comes to us as one unknown, without a name, as of old, by the lakeside. He came to those who knew him not. He speaks to us the same word, follow thou me, and sets us to the tasks which he has to fulfill for our time. He commands, and to those who obey him, whether they be wise or simple, he will reveal himself in the toil, the conflict, the sufferings which they shall pass through in his fellowship. And as an ineffable mystery, they shall learn in their own experience who he is. F.B. Frederick Buechner. Well, the Schweitzer quote is from Schweitzer's book, The Quest of the Historical Jesus, which I read years ago. And I'm thankful that his words conclude Buechner's piece here. The woman in today's gospel didn't concern herself with origins or authentications or pedigrees. She had heard that Jesus could heal people. And she brazenly, though still humbly, somehow at the same time, argued Jesus into helping her. Without knowing it, she did something for all of us that day, not just for her daughter. She revealed Jesus, God incarnate, to be a complex son of the time in which he lived and someone whose compassion knows no bounds of time or place or ethnicity or anything else, and called him beyond the limitations of human opinions, even his own, to effect this miraculous healing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church,
that we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you,
that your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, DK, our bishop, and Michael, our priest,
that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacrament. That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
We pray especially for us. Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Marie, Deb, Virginia, Sarah, Nancy, Carol, Tyler, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, David, Ann, Alice, Ellie, Tom, Merle, Donna, RT. Patty, Ed, the Degatair family, William, Winifred, Greg, Jackie, Leslie, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Martha and family, Calvin, the Bennett family, and women in the HUTO facilities. And for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Jonathan, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Eric, all in harm's way. Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We pray especially for Molly Chamber, Tom James, Miranda Roberts, Jackie Bailey, Milton Stark, Marianne Gardy, and all those who have died from the coronavirus, and all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into glory.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those who are.
And I invite you all at this time to unmute yourselves if you wish to say a prayer aloud or pray for people silently.
Kay Weaver.
Her family.
We pray for Cindy Engel.
For my medical procedure on Wednesday.
Yes. For RG's procedure this week.
Yes.
Pray for Don and Janice Wood.
For the Luke Lucky family.
For Amber.
For Katie and Trey.
For Bella and Lisa.
I ask your prayer.
Especially for Kevin and Laura Arrington and Patrick Arrington.
Jenny Little, Rachel Boston, and Lily McGowan. Sherry and Mike and Mike Long, who celebrate their wedding. Thank God for those that have been honored. Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have praise.
God of unchangeable power, when you fashioned the world, the morning stars sang together, and the host of heaven shouted for joy. Open our eyes to the wonders of creation, and teach us to use all things for good, to the honor of your glorious name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Now, please unmute yourselves. I'll give you a second to find the button and do that.
Yeah.
Okay. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace to the Lord, everyone.
I love you.
Blessings.
Peace to all.
Peace.
May the blessing of the God of Abraham and Sarah and of Jesus Christ, born of our sister Mary, and of the Holy Spirit, who broods over the world as a mother over her children, be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
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 Amen. Please unmute yourselves again. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.